I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy, and it is Tuesday, which means it's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills night. And this is going to be great. We've got Kyle Richards with her old friend, Bethany Frankel. Bethany and Kyle have known each other since, gosh, I think the 90s, early 90s, I think. Bethany babysat Paris and Nikki, I believe. And there's a lot of history there. So this is going to be fun. We're in the middle of filming The Real Housewives of New York, season 10, by the way. And it is incredible. I don't want to oversell it, but I mean, there's no overselling it. It's amazing. All right. Bye.
Her friendship with Vanderpump's on the rocks, and her friend Ramona once stole her frocks. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bethany Frankel and Kyle Richards now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two women whose friendship began decades ago when one approached the other at La Scala in Beverly Hills and said, "Hi, I'm dating your ex-boyfriend," proving that they were both destined to be Real Housewives long before the cameras started rolling. From the Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's Kyle Richards. And the Bee is back, and this time she's in the real estate business with Frederick Eklund from Bethany and Frederick. Welcome, Bethany Frankel. Great to see you both. It's so fun to have you here together because we've never had you on together.
Right? I know. That's crazy. Saying, why have we never done this together?
This is so crazy.
It's really great. And I'm triply excited because on Sunday, while we were tackling the snacks and eating wings, he was tackling the Pats for the wins. It is Philadelphia Eagles linebacker who helped lead the team to their first ever Super Bowl victory, Michael Kendricks. Yes! That's major. Michael was out until 6 in the morning after the game. Have you slept at all, really, since the game?
No, I haven't.
No. When do you get your ring? Do you know?
At the ring ceremony? I'm not too sure when that is, but...
Will you go to the White House with the team?
Ooh. You know, I'm with the team. Okay. Whatever we decide is what I'm going to support.
Okay. So. And are you single?
I am.
Okay.
Okay, the odds are good in this
show. Yes, all right.
Gay, married, single.
There you go.
That's
okay.
Right.
By the way, on tonight's Beverly Hills, Dorit gifted PK with the $1,500 action figure, which he broke.
I died laughing.
That was hilarious. It was so funny.
Really funny.
And at the beach house, Vanderpump asked Erica to take off her beach hat because they were wearing the same beach hats, which brings us to our first poll question, which is, who looked better wearing LV MVP's hat, Lisa or Erica? Who looked better, guys?
I don't know. I think I liked it on Lisa.
Okay. Looks like you guys are going for Erica. And Kyle, we found a photo of you and Erica before either of you were Housewives of Beverly Hills, I think. Let's take a look.
What? Where is
isn't that? This is at fitperez.com holiday health bash in the year 2010.
She doesn't look season the same one at all.
She doesn't look yeah. that similar. Yeah.
That was after the Housewives. That was season one of the Real Housewives.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, Kyle and Bethany came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, tonight on Beverly Hills, Kyle, Dorit, and LVP sat down for dinner, and three made for not so great company. Watch.
Almost. Were you mad at me for chiming in?
I feel like you don't
you
have a
wrong.
Sign.
Because I don't.
You said that, and you didn't say that.
I love her more than I love you.
I just feel like you guys have, like, decided to, like, do this to me or something.
Oh, like, do anything.
Are you serious?
I was trying to be devil's advocate, Dory.
Okay, I'm going. I waited half an hour for you guys. I'm out of here.
Why are you upset now?
Because I am.
Why? Lisa?
She's mad because you're talking to me and not her.
You start saying that her and I are
plotting
come
against
and bite
you.
Your head off when that has never happened.
I'm going home to my husband, who'd rather spend time with me tonight than you would.
This has nothing to do with me.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV to tell us, did LVP leave the dinner because the conversation wasn't about her? Yes or no? That was what you guys were talking about. Meanwhile, Michael Rappaport tweeted, Vanderpump leaving in the back of the Bentley is the essence of all things Bravo. The audience says, yes, she left because it wasn't all about her. That's interesting. Here's what Lisa and Kyle took their fight all the way down the Pacific Coast Highway to Teddy's Beach House, and maybe it was the waves because maybe it was the wine, but Vanderpump apologized. Take a look.
This is what I felt. You felt left out in the moment. And just like you were upset we were having a moment. If Dorit was sitting there crying, would you have gotten up and left?
You know what? I don't want to talk about it anymore. How about that?
It seems like something's bothering
I don't feel she's being honest about why she really left, and she's shifting the blame to me and then saying you've done nothing.
I don't want you to feel I'm harder on you.
You are, 100%.
The only thing I can do is to apologize for leaving.
Okay, darling, I'm sorry if I was unfair to you.
I'm getting an apology, and I'll take it.
Okay, second, while Frederick initially thought that flipping real estate with Bethany would be nothing short of a financial dream, he instead found himself with the exclusive listing to a nightmare. Take a look.
Hello? What are you guys doing?
A statuario.
Crazy ass island. What is the total budget?
$346,985.
This is a lot of money. That closet thing, who's doing that?
No one.
Oh, here we go. More mud. I guess nobody got out of the closet. $400,000 is not a little bit of money. We can make more. If we want to make more, then we can buy more bigger stuff. Bye.
Feel ill.
Here's what on next week's Bethany and Frederick. Bethany adds HR coordinator to her resume and informs Frederick that with this gig, his benefits package doesn't include any vacation days. We have a sneak peek. Watch.
Hi, all kidding aside, you got to send more listings. I'm not kidding. You've sent me 4 total listings.
I sent you maybe like 80 listings total?
You didn't send me 80 listings, Frederick. And you went to Thailand for over 2 weeks. You went to Paris and London, and now you're going to Africa.
You understand that I have a life? Do you understand that these trips were booked before I even knew you?
Now it feels like you're under-delivering.
You're making it sound like I'm not doing my job, and I'm not like that.
Frederick, it's like real
hello,
work.
Hello. Stop talking for once in your freaking life.
She's talking to me like I work for her. No, I don't work for you.
Ooh. This is a power. Who do you think is more running the show between the two of you?
I am. Yeah, I don't want to say that, but Frederick would say that also.
Yeah. Okay.
I run the show.
Yeah.
I mean, happy wife, happy life. You know what I mean?
Finally, Kyle and Bethany have a combined 14 seasons of Real Housewives under their belts, but let's see how well they can combine their forces. I'm so psyched about this. As we make them hit below the belt with a round of fantasy wife brawl. Here's what. This is simple. I'm going to give you pairs of housewives. In each one, you're going to draft the one you want on your team. The catch is you have to decide this together as a team, your co-captains.
Okay.
Who would you take plastic surgery advice from, Ramona Singer or Lisa Vanderpump?
Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay, Vanderpump. Which loose cannon do you enjoy more, Kelly Dodd on Orange County or Dorinda Medley?
Dorinda Medley.
Okay, wow, they're in lockstep. Okay, who's a better trash talker, NeNe Leakes or Tamara Judge?
NeNe Leakes.
Oh my God, they're in lockstep. Who would you rather have as a karaoke partner, Luann or Erica Jane?
Erica Jane.
Okay, wow, okay. Who would you rather have backing you in a fight, Kim Zolciak or Dolores Catania?
Kim Zolciak.
Oh my God, they're amazing. Who would you rather bring into the bedroom, Sonia Morgan or Lisa Rinna?
Sonia Morgan.
Okay. Who would you let style you, Vicki Gunvalson or Teresa Giudice?
Teresa.
Well, you guys gotta, you have to agree on it.
Oh. Teresa.
Because it's at least a thing. Okay. It's a Jersey thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're going with Teresa. There's your dream team. Right there. I love that. That's awesome. You guys are great. Okay, let's go to the phones. It's Hannah from California. Hey, Hannah, what's your question?
Hi, I love you ladies both, but this question is for Kyle. Okay. I was wondering where you got your love necklace from in the episode you were wearing tonight. Also, are you team Brandy for Big Brother?
How will Brandy do on Big Brother?
I mean, she'll probably do amazing because she's scary.
Can you imagine Brandy Glanville up against Omarosa in the Big Brother house?
If you kill somebody in that house, are you exonerated? Is there like a law for murder?
And my necklace is from my store, actually.
It's from your store. Bethany, we got this question a lot for you. Wendy Williams apparently put you on blast this morning.
She loves to put me on blast and then say sorry and then invite me back on her show. I come on her show, then she slaps me again.
She was telling people to work for you for a month and then write a tell-all book.
Good, do it.
Right.
By the way, after that whole thing in the post, I have gotten hundreds
of applications.
Someone was standing outside here handing resumes.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's not a place.
Sarah XOX Ashley, Kyle, what was Bethany like when you first met?
The same. Only poor.
By the way, shout out to Camille Grammer, who's here in the audience. Hey, Camille. Camille is going to be on the show with Teddy next week.
That's right.
So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Kyle, Billy Charles, New York said, what was going through Kyle's mind when Dorit called her a mouthpiece and said she was chiming in?
You know, I have fun with Dorit, so I just, you know, I was a little taken aback, honestly, but I thought, you know, I like her, so I'm just going to laugh it off and try not to take it seriously.
RH of T tweeted, Bethany, what's the status of your friendship with Erica Jane? I know in season 6 you had a beef.
Oh, God, that was so long ago. I may make an appearance on Beverly Hills this season, and you might see Erica and I interacting. And we ran into each other at Christina Aguilera's birthday party where she performed, and we know people in common. I know her husband. So we're good.
Good.
I mean, you know.
Let's go to Krista from Oklahoma. Hey, Krista, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hey. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Which friendship in your respective city do you ladies find the most exhausting to maintain?
Oh, good question.
Which do you find the most exhausting from the other franchise?
No, from your franchise.
Oh.
You said, yeah, Ramona. Yeah,
she didn't even have the verb out yet.
Yeah, right.
It was like Ramona.
What about you?
From my the most exhausting. I mean, I don't.
Oh, come on.
Who?
Spit it out.
Who? You can't spit it out.
I spit
she
out
did.
Ramona.
She
not
spit
ours,
it out
but
meeting.
Mine. I know, but spit it out.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Lisa and I have gone through hard times, but I love Lisa. So okay. I haven't had issues with, you know.
Let's go
but now we're good friends.
Let's go to Russell from New Jersey. Hey, Russell, what's your question?
I don't have one.
Like, hi,
right now,
my
you're
question.
So political. I'm not.
Yeah.
My question is for Kyle.
Okay.
I wanted to know, were you, like, feeling a little bit jealous when Lisa left the table because you felt that as if Dorit were crying that she wouldn't have left?
I didn't feel jealous. First, I thought it was very strange that Lisa would walk off like that. And by the way, we did acknowledge her lawsuit being dropped, and we talked about it, and we toasted to it. So I thought it was weird she walked off. And then later, I thought, I don't think she would have done that with Dorit. It wasn't jealous, though. It was like, let's level the playing field here.
Amy from Missouri has a question for Bethany Frankel. Amy, what's your question?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My question, Bethany, I was wondering, I've seen a lot in the news lately about your show in New York. Could you tell me a little bit about it? Like, what's going on? I mean,
The New York Housewives.
New York Housewives, or you mean the show with Frederick?
Housewives.
No, I'm talking about, like, maybe Luann, you know, like her.
The gossip. Luann.
She wants the whole scoop about Luann right now.
Luann,
can you give us a preview?
Luann's great. I mean, Luann is actually, you know, I can't say I'm surprised because Luann, we've talked about this, is the most resilient, strong woman I've ever met, maybe. And, you know, she hit the wall going 90. And the way you handle something when something bad happens is really character building. And it shows a lot about a person. And she's taking care of herself. She's taking it seriously. She's not delusional about where she is, and she's sort of on a path, and she's in a good place. I mean, she's very honest about exactly where she is, about what happened, and about what her goals are. And we spent time at a spa, and I'm honestly impressed.
A spa fixes everything.
Very good. Sometimes. It's game time, everybody. On this season of Battle Royals, Kyle proclaims, in this town, fame and money come and go, but friends should not. That was... well, we're about to put that to the test. With the Friendly Wed game, Kyle and Bethany, we've asked you both some questions about each other and put your answers on these cards. Now we're going to find out how closely your own answers match each other.
My turn yet?
Yes, it's both of yours. Oh. Okay, so where are my... Okay, so Kyle, where's the craziest place Bethany has had sex?
An airplane.
What?
Private plane bathroom.
Oh, I know you so well.
Okay. Bethany, who was Kyle's celebrity crush growing up besides her husband?
Thomas Howell. See, Thomas Howell. Oh, celebrity crush. That was your actual boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh.
Growing up.
Oh, one of those, like, Gibb people or, like...
Is it a Gibb?
The one with the wingy hair, like...
Andy Gibb.
Not that old.
No, the other
one. Bob Barker. That's hilarious. Kyle, what is Bethany's...
From Price is Right.
Kyle, what is...
That is... We are going to have a therapy session about that.
Yeah, we will.
Kyle, she likes a daddy.
That's weird.
What is Bethany's most unusual turn-on?
Most unusual abs? That's not that unusual.
Someone taking charge. Oh
that's not unusual.
It's always the powerful
people
that like to be submissive.
I want my ass tied up.
She wants her ass tied up. Bethany, what is Kyle's favorite swear word? And don't say the word, just say, you know, so that we don't have to believe you.
F with an ING at the end.
And just F. Okay, very close. Kyle, what is Bethany's most irritating habit, did she say?
You're irritated. She said about herself.
Yes. She said it on her show.
Shoot, I don't know.
She is a...
Neurotic?
Know-it-all perfectionist.
Okay.
Okay, Bethany...
She doesn't find it annoying, Andy.
What is Kyle's most irritating habit? What is Kyle's most irritating habit?
I will kill you later.
She wouldn't say what I would say.
Oh, you know what? We're going to talk about this later.
We haven't said anything yet.
What are you? Why? What would you say?
I don't even know what I said. Oh, yeah.
Well,
she just
saw it.
No, but that's not what it was.
Okay.
Oh, Kyle's most irritating habit? Well, I'm not going to say it.
Okay, well, you said it was
crying.
All right, thanks for crying. Behind the bar from the Philadelphia Eagles, it's Michael Kendricks. You excited for the parade on Thursday?
So excited.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He has not slept.
He just filled his drink.
I mean, he is fucking hot. Sorry.
You know what?
I know we're not allowed to curse on live television. I saw you take his phone number. He ain't on your team.
No, I didn't.
Eagles.
I'm trying to book him for Love Connection, all right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. All right, well, you have bookers that could do that, too. I know you need to get him on your own personal
loan. I'm boots on the ground. Let's go to Lisa from Chicago. Hey, Lisa, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, how are you? My question is for Kyle. I'm so glad we finally got a California beach scene tonight. My question is, do you think having Teddy on the show this season, being very authentic and an accountability coach, has brought out the realness in a lot of the women, mainly Lisa, apologizing?
Do I think that Teddy being an accountability coach?
Yeah, do you think she's making the other women more accountable?
I mean, maybe. I love Teddy. I don't know if that has anything to do with, you know, I think Lisa's my relationship has kind of made her, you know, apologize to me at the beach. But I don't know. Perhaps. I don't know.
All right. People are confused because you said that you're single, but people heard.
Me?
Yes.
I am single. I did reconnect with someone very recently that I may begin to date.
Okay. Very recently.
All right.
Very recently. But I am single.
Okay.
Just don't believe everything you read.
It's time for my mazel day. It goes to Kylie Jenner, who revealed today that her new baby's name is Stormy. I bet Grandma Chris can't wait until she makes it rain. Today's Jackal goes to the worst hangover Bethany experienced in a very long time when she went out with Kyle in New York City a few weeks ago after her skinny girl jeans launch. Watch.
We do this. Why? Why? Someone tell me why?
Here's the thing. Bethany should have taken her own advice and just...
Go to sleep! Go to sleep! You're crazy! Go to sleep!
I want to thank Bethany, Kyle, and Michael for being here. We're live with Bethany Frankel, Kyle Richards, and Michael Kendricks, linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles. Was there a point in the game? Did you feel like you had the game the whole time? Or were you worried at any point?
You know, I have confidence in my team, you know. But, I mean, you're playing against one of the best, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at any point in time, he could turn the game around. But I knew we had it.
That's sexy.
It's confident, Bethany.
I know, sweetheart.
Yes. I'm single.
And he's single.
Confident and single.
Keep saying he's single.
I know.
How old are you?
Yes, thank you.
I'm 27.
Okay.
That's going to leave a mark.
Do you like older women?
I do.
Okay. Do you
not
have
alone.
A physical type?
No, I mean, look, I like all types. I don't just, you know, I'm single.
What type of woman do you like?
I like a woman who can take charge, knows what she wants in life.
What's the ideal first date for you?
Ooh, I think when you asked me that last question, last time I was here, my ideal date is just a nice dinner where we can get to talking and get to know each other.
Do you like, are you intimidated by, like, powerful, strong women?
Not at all.
No.
I wonder.
I laugh at that.
Do you want to get married to Bethany?
Yeah. I am the host of a show called Love Connection on Fox, so I'm doing my thing.
Oh.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Johnny from Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Johnny, what's your question?
My question is for Bethany. Bethany, we all know that from the last season of New York, you have waited over an hour for some of the women on the cast. Do you think Teddy Mellencamp is being a bit overdramatic for leaving Dorit after only 30 minutes?
No, because
56.
No, I don't. I don't. I think time is really important, and I take it really seriously.
You're perennially on time.
I've been late for one scene, and it was when we were going to Atlantic City or wherever we were going to casino in heaven with the limo. And I said I have to pick up my daughter. I told them I was going to be late. I'm never ever late, and I'm a pretty busy person. So yeah, no. What the hell is Dorit doing?
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Joe from
Camille's losing her mind over here.
Me too.
You know, well, what the hell is she really doing?
Lateness comes up a lot this season with other people,
10
too.
10 minutes this morning before breakfast. What the hell is she late for her meeting?
Sorry, caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Joe from Massachusetts.
Hey, Joe, what's your question?
Questions for... Bethany, but you all look great tonight. Bethany, do you think that Jill, well, number one, have you seen Jill at all since you saw her at the funeral? Have you talked to her at all?
I went over to her house. I took my daughter out of school early to kind of just explain to her what sitting shiva was and, you know, a little bit about just death and the way that you kind of support someone. And we went over to her house, and no one was there except for Jill and Allie. I was actually there before Jill got back. She was going to the bank, probably to cash all Bobby's checks he left her. But she was coming right back, and I surprised her, and we had a nice conversation. And she said to me, the first thing, she walked in, and she said, Bobby, I begged Bobby to fix it with Bethany, call her, fix it. And Bobby, who never said no to her, said, no, Jill, you have to figure it out yourself. You have to learn the lesson because you were wrong. So it was amazing that she kind of said that to me. And we had a really nice conversation. It was nice to hang out with Allie. It was nice for Bryn to meet Jill. It was all really nice, and I knew it was making her feel really good in a very difficult time. So it felt really just positive.
Great. I'm so happy about that. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Jonathan from Boston.
Hey, what's your question?
Hey. So, Kyle, you went to the Kardashian Christmas, right? So, did you see Kylie pregnant? When did you know she was pregnant?
People think I'm the Kardashians' flipping doula. I don't know. By the way,
we all knew she was pregnant. She was in hiding for 9 months with a sheet over
her
stomach.
People ask about Khloe's, Kim's, and Kylie's pregnancies like I'm their doula. You know what? Sorry about your luck.
Yeah. Did you all have to, like, sign NDAs when you walked into that party?
No, it's like friends just don't do that kind of thing. It was a given thing. Of course she was there and she was pregnant. We don't, you know.
Right.
But I'm asked about it all the time.
But I'm assuming that they said to you, please do not mention publicly.
No, people whose names begin in K, they just know that they're not going to say anything.
No, Chris, the Kardashians know they don't have to tell me that.
Yeah. No, but how were you to know that she was keeping the pregnancy secret?
Because the whole world knew, and obviously as their friend, it's just a given. I don't talk about those things.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Alexis. I'm calling from New York City. How are you guys?
Great, how are you?
Great. My question is for both Kyle and Bethany. Okay. I was wondering, out of all of the housewives, who acts the most differently on and off camera?
Great question.
Ooh, great question. Of all the housewives, I don't know.
I mean, just any that you know, any that jump to your mind.
Yeah, I feel like...
I think it used to be Luann, and I don't think it will be Luann anymore.
And Kyle?
I mean, in my cast, I don't feel like anybody... I feel like everybody... I know you're going to say I'm being PC, but I... Well, I don't. I feel like with our cast is what you see is what you get. I really do.
Last call of the night, caller. By the way, Michael, have you understood a word? Have you understood
you
a word that's been being discussed?
No, I'm not saying
it for you.
No.
I don't.
Okay.
Let's ask Camille that question.
Michael's
actually.
In the dark.
Oh, good.
Yeah, let's ask Camille. Let's put her on this. Camille, who's the most different in the group than they are on TV?
That I noticed this past year? Dorit.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
She's different on TV than she is in private.
No, she's more quiet.
She's more quiet in private.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree.
Depends if she
partying or not, let's be honest.
Right.
I saw her in Malibu when she was in chill mode. So it was a different...
She's always like... Ta-ta-ta-ta.
She does talk a lot, no matter what.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Cheryl from Rhode Island.
Hey, Cheryl.
And my question is for Bethany.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
My question is for Bethany. I was just wondering, does she still see Julie, her friend?
And a lot of questions about Julie.
Everybody, every time you're on this show, we get tweets. Where's Julie? So does she live in Philadelphia or
Julia
Pittsburgh?
Julia lives in Pittsburgh, but still. And she was at my house last week with her daughter, Josie, who has my birthday. And
nice.
she makes more of the effort than I do because she's definitely less busy and she visits, but when she comes, she stops by her. We have lunch. We met at the mall recently with her. She's the most beautiful child. But yes, I keep in touch. I keep in touch with all my old assistants and some have come back. Megan used to be my assistant and now she works on the brand side. As much as a tyrant and Miranda Priestley that people think that I am, I do have a good relationship with my current and former assistants.
Very good. Michael, any final words from you tonight?
Philadelphia. We did it, baby. Congratulations. Hey, thanks for having me on the show, by the way.
It's so great that you're back.
Yeah.
We're so glad to have you back. And you're a champion. You were a champion before, but you're a champion again.
I really appreciate
it. It's official. Thank you, Bethany. Everybody watch Bethany and Frederick. Thank you, Kyle. More to come this season on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.